today.
Coming up, we'll give you the latest on our friends in California who are being forced to evacuate in some low-lying areas, worried about mud slides with the rains that they've had to contend with for the past 3 days. Meanwhile, speaking of having to contend with Mother Nature, the fallout 8 days later in Haiti, finding yet another child alive underneath all of that debris, just incredible. But lots of problems still right in front of the folks trying to help and on the horizon for the Haitians. And Americans being more generous than ever, opening their wallets when they don't have two nickels to rub together to send any kind of cash that they can to help the people there as they see the images coming back. And we're going to talk about how a lot of people say, forget the census, so I don't want to be counted. I'm just going to skip it altogether. What's the reason behind that? And the Democrats are reeling from what went on in Massachusetts. In case you were living under a rock for the past couple of days and didn't hear, the Republican was elected mostly thanks to the push from the independents. 51% say they're independents, are registered independents anyway, in Massachusetts. And that's what helped put Scott Brown over the top, beating out Martha Coakley. And I think the shockwaves are still out there, still starting to roll in. The reality has hit the people in D.C. And healthcare reform, I believe, is going to look a whole lot different, which makes sense to me. Re-rack it. Because I think you should have health care reform, absolutely. Make a timetable, but try to make a more a bipartisan approach to this thing, or just a better bill, one that's not like War and Peace, that you need a dictionary, a thesaurus, and help from five aides to decipher what's in the bill, and half the people voting on the bills, either in the House or in the Senate, have no clue, other than their own special interest that they got for their vote. So, but the rest of it, all the nonsense in between, they don't know. Because how do they have time to read it? They get the crib notes. And you know what they say about crib notes. So that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy to be here with all of you listening, wherever you're listening to me at right now, whether you're laying in your bed trying to catch a few winks, but you have insomnia, or you're a third shifter and you're driving home, drive safely, or you've just tuned down the dial because you're listening to radio stations all over the place and you happen to click into this one. Welcome to the show. Robert Gibbs is the, I call him the henchman for Barack Obama. He helped him win the election. He's one of his key advisors when Obama was running. He's been with him for a while, and now he's a White House spokesperson. So he talked about what happens with health care at this point. Obama, the president, came out in an interview with George Stephanopoulos and said that there's no way that the health care should be rammed through without the senator-elect being in place. And then he talked about some, he didn't say the word compromise, but he talked about some compromises ultimately that will have to happen with health care reform. So here was Robert Gibbs' response to the new senator being in place before any kind of votes.
I don't think that the Republicans got everything they wanted when we had 60 votes. I think what the American people are on the verge of getting is real health care reform that lowers their cost, that provides them valuable insurance protections, and helps our budgets going forward in dealing with the crushing costs of health care. I think we're on the verge of that a few days ago. I continue to think we're going to get something done soon this year. What the president said is, as some have suggested mm-hmm. that we try to jam something through the Senate before somebody is seated in Massachusetts. The president doesn't agree with that. One of the options that is certainly on the table is having what's already passed the Senate go through the House. There are other options that are being discussed here and on Capitol Hill. But again, I think we're close to getting something that will measure up as real reform for the American people.
All right, real reform for the American people. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's take one right from the top, our leadoff man, Mark, in upstate New York. Hello, Mark.
Kate, I tell you, they're antagonists. Don't get me, you know what I mean? Get me. That's why I got to laugh anymore, because it's all since I can remember. But anyway, what was I going to say to you? Oh, Lord. Best film ever made, any film Mickey Rooney was in.
Even if it wasn't sci-fi, it's just the best film ever made.
Oh, my. You know, he's still alive. And about 5 years ago, I think it was one of them stupid Oscar shows I was watching. Mm-hmm. And they scanned him with the camera. And he had unshaved with his flannel shirt on, checkered, you know. They didn't even say his name, Kate. And I swore I'd never watch another show like that. And I haven't.
Wow, how about that? You know, you're right about Mickey Rooney. And he didn't he do a couple of movies with Elizabeth Taylor?
The museum one. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Even when, how about when he was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
When he was a kid.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I guess he is a really pleasant man. I have a friend that lives in Los Angeles and lives in this place called Westlake Village, and she's run into him. He lives there.
Oh, in get some, him on the air, Kate.
I probably could if I really tried
please.
To do that.
Oh, please. You look under film in the dictionary, his name is there, period.
Yeah, Mickey Rooney, back in the day, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Not in the sci-fi category, but in other categories, yes.
Actually, the reason why I called, I tell you, the government, Mark from Long Island's right. Once they mess with the family, Kate, all bets are off. We know about that, right? Well, guess what I found out about our Uncle Sam today?
Tell
his real
us.
Name, oh, his real name was Scam, and he was married to a woman named Ponzi. Come on, Kate, Aunt Ponzi, Uncle Scam, I want to see her. I tell everybody, call you. I blame Matt for this. I'm
you
just
are
a listener, Kate. You know? Oh, yeah, to add to your list of listeners, people like me that don't have a life.
Oh, Mark, we think you add some punch to the show. No, thank you. You stay warm.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye. Because it is still chilly in New York. It is. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents as we kind of zig and zag all over the place. We've just begun this hour. At the tail end of the hour, Conan O'Brien, the latest in the late night wars, almost over. But a lot of you have weighed in. As much as we're talking a lot of politics and important stuff here, always, there is a thread of other things that we'll talk about. And one of them happened to be that. And a lot of you actually voted. I said, you know, who do you prefer? Team Conan or Team Leno. So those exciting results, we will reveal them at the end of the hour. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Dale in Illinois, you have the floor. Hey, Dale.
Oh, I have the floor. Guys, I feel important.
You are.
Well, after my Cowboy loss, I don't feel so important. Not even smart, anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, they got slammed.
Ooh, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about science fiction films, and I was able to hear some of the conversation you had, but the original Thing, The Thing, mm-hmm. was probably one of the first ones of science fiction film. It had James Arness as the alien in it,
mm-hmm.
and then a film called Them, which was about giant ants. James Arness was in that one as well.
Wow, so, Matt, what's his name, from Gunsmoke?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I had no idea. I'm going to have to go look up those.
Those are early 50 ones, Kate.
Yeah, I know the Thing. The other one I don't. I'll have to look that up. Dale, thanks for throwing in your 2 cents on that. I appreciate that. We were talking about sci-fi films and what was the best. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
I just heard Dale in Illinois tell us about a couple of good sci-fi flicks from the 50s. In a previous hour, I mentioned that I had seen District 9. Donovan did as well. And we didn't want to give away too many details of the movie, but we both liked it because, for lack of a better way to describe it, we felt uncomfortable by it. There was a link to the whole apartheid situation. The spaceship was over Johannesburg, and I mean, it was a good movie. It's worth seeing. It's on, if you get cable, it's on cable now, I think, or you can rent it if you get Netflix or any of that kind of stuff. And then Paranormal Activity had a lot of buzz, was made for hardly anything with some unknown people, and cleaned up at the box office big time. So it got me thinking about science fiction movies, and I really like a bunch of the science fiction movies. Blade Runner, one of my all-time favorites. Alien, also on my list. And the interesting thing is Ridley Scott, of course, the maker of both of those movies. So maybe there's a link that I seem to gravitate toward his version of science fiction on the big screen, whatever script he had adapts. And Blade Runner is good. It really is. That's worth a rental if you haven't seen it. It's an early 80s movie, Harrison Ford, and it's good. You have to just kind of pay attention to it as it rolls along because it's a thought-provoking movie, I guess, is the best way to describe it. Wouldn't you describe it as that kind of a movie, Donovan?
It definitely requires actually watching and concentrating on it. It's not something you can just put on in the background and try and follow along.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, definitely. You have to be focused, or if you'll miss it and you won't understand. I mean, the links won't make sense if you drop out of it. He's right about that. That's one that you have to shut out the world while you're watching it, I guess is the best way to say that. All right, I've mentioned this a couple of times, and I haven't given you any details. I just went back and forth in the break with my friend that lives in Westlake Village, and it is really, California is soaked. The rain has just not stopped. And see, that's the thing, you know, that old song, It Never Rains in Southern California, that's not necessarily true. When it rains, sometimes they can get pounded, thus the mudslides. And, you know, sunshine, 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 but when the storm comes, it can be pretty bad, especially along the interstates there, because you already think of what a jam and a nightmare the gridlock is. So you had this incredible Pacific storm that pounded California with heavy rain and even snow. So they had evacuations of hundreds of homes, especially in the mountains. They shut down a major interstate. They had lightning strikes on two airliners. Ooh. Anybody ever been in a plane when it was hit by lightning? I was. Not exciting. Not at all. In fact, I can't even. It's kind of surreal. Boom, it hits, and it's and you almost feel like, you know, when you touch things and you get that shock afterwards. No kidding, you do, and it's scary because it feels like the plane's going down. It's just an instantaneous thing. So anyway, fierce winds, all that you can imagine. All of us have been through some brutal rainstorms, and they've got rainfall as high as an inch and a half an hour on soil that has already soaked all the way through from 2 days ago. So that some of the coastal cities, you've got trees all over the place. A couple of people were actually killed. There was a tornado that happened because of the winds. And what it's almost like the fire thing. What they're finding is that people refuse to evacuate. So it complicates things because then the police or sheriffs, depending on where they are, they have to go to the areas, knock on doors, and there's people that refuse to do it. And a lot of them were the people that were in the foothill communities, that's what they call them, and they're right below the San Gabriel Mountains. And remember, that's the area where, over the summer, 250 miles of forest burned. So they went through the fire. Now they're going through this rainstorm. Boy, so rain, mud, you just don't know what you're going to get when you live there. And they talked about only having 40% compliance in that one area, right in that, I'll call it the belly area of the San Gabriel Mountains. That is not good. I mentioned the airstrikes. That happened to two Southwest airliners. Wonder if it was comeuppance for their commercials saying how much they love bags and they don't charge. I don't know. But they did have that happen, and they were going to the Burbank Airport. It's called the Burbank Bob Hope Airport. And two people on the plane said they were numb, and they took them to two people on one of the planes said that they were numb. They took them to the hospital as a result. And I told you about a stretch of interstate that was blocked off. Anybody been down Interstate 5? Been down Interstate 5. That was closed because they had snow and they had ice, and it was a mess. So nasty things happening in California. That's the deal when you live in California. And I think when you cross over the line, you have to know, first of all, because we're seeing in Haiti with this horrible 7.0 earthquake on the Richter scale, what that did eight days ago. And the people in California just know, whether it's north or south or even in between, there is always that possibility of an earthquake, and there are no definites on earthquakes. There's no readings that they can tell you. Just that, okay, the fault lines are here. This is what's happened in the past. And in California, the people from that state always talk about the big one. As somebody who did not grow up there but spent some time there, it used to scare me to death because they were very nonchalant about it. And they would just talk about the fact that, yeah, we, you know, the who knows, and here's what geologists say, and, you know, every once in a while you get into these conversations, I think, why am I living in California? When I told, I'm giving you a non sequitur here, but when I told my mother I was moving to California, and it was a broadcasting thing, I've never heard so much dead air on a telephone conversation. It was like she just had dropped off the line and fainted or something. She was so against the move to California. So then I get there, and I did encounter some of those weather conditions. And I realized, you go here, and they suck your soul away with taxes, number one. That's right off the bat. And then all these other things were happening. But I do feel for the people that are dealing with the storm. And speaking of the storm, I mentioned this, in Haiti, a lot of the troubles, and there are many of them, but it continues to also be the fact that they have bodies that they're dealing with. I said in our last show that I had heard that there weren't enough coffins for the people. Of course there weren't, because they don't even know how many. There's not a death toll yet as a result of this quake, right? So what you have is these asphalt grounds in front of a morgue that is about 1,000 square yards, and then you've got each body occupying about a square meter. So multiply that. Trucks have carted away the dead 10 times. That means about 10,000 bodies removed for burial. And then you start to add this up, and they just can't figure out. Well, first of all, they can't figure out how many people died after the earth, fell in half. And also they're finding that they can't get the people out and in fast enough, if you know what I mean. It's like gruesome to talk about it, but it's the truth. And the toll usually swings up pretty high at first, then comes back down to normal. But here they just don't know. They're saying maybe 200,000, maybe 200,000. In the U.S., it's easier to keep count of the dead. It's much more difficult in a poor place like Haiti. I didn't even think about that part of it. And they're laying the bodies out when they can, and then carting them off, and there's not a true count of what's happened here. And then, of course, the funeral and not being able to bury the people properly. That's got to be just a little slice of hell. All right, 800-259-5791. Got any thoughts? Share them with us on America Tonight.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets, she's my companion. I walk through the hills.
Have you heard about the controversy over the so-called Jesus rifles? I'm going to give you the latest one I know about that and tell you an interesting story about it, too, as well, here on America Tonight. But I've got a quick mystery solved. I'm so tired of hearing that this is set to happen. Is anybody, just tell me, are you shocked that John Edwards impregnated a woman who was his videographer while he was on the campaign trail running for president? The answer to that is, didn't the National Enquirer already break that story? And aren't they up for some big fancy award as a result of that? So now he's going to admit paternity. Mm-hmm. And the reason he's doing it is because his former campaign aide is in an interview saying that he posed as the father of Ryle Hunter's child, Francis, as a favor to him. And the reason for that is because Andrew Young has a book coming out. So that's salacious, controversial stuff. But, I mean, who among us didn't think that this was what the deal was? Haven't we pretty much already assumed that based on everything that's been said? Boy, it takes him a long time to come out. Whoops. Somebody's going to drop a bomb on you. You better get out there and you better get in front of that information. So, all right. So he's admitted already that he had the affair with her that ended in 2006. And now he's going to come forward and admit that he fathered this child, that he is the father. Okay. So what? He buried his political future once all that stuff went down. Because as far as Democrats go, probably he would have had a nice office in this administration. I think that Obama wanted to give him something in the cabinet or something. I cannot believe he wouldn't be part of the party, let's say, in this current administration. But once all that started to happen and unraveled for John Edwards, then that was the end of the road, certainly for him. All right, a couple of quick things that I mentioned, and I promise we'll get to the Conan O'Brien stuff because so many of you emailed us. I got like almost over 30 emails. I was stunned when I went to check the email today. So you were picking up on what I was saying about Team Conan or Team Leno. I mean, just for fun, we're going to see what people say, if you even care. And a bunch of you apparently did. In the meantime, something else that's kind of interesting is this story about a lot of Muslims being angry over the so-called Jesus rifles. I know all of you know this. I mean, even if you've only seen it in the movies, but if you've had friends who have served, we've had people on this show that have talked to us in the past, it's not unusual necessarily for the guys to have maybe a biblical reference on their rifle, you know, that's inscribed on what they're in the streets with or what they have, etc. So here's what's happened. I'm not saying everybody, but it's been known to happen, right? So there are a lot of Muslim groups, including the folks from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, who said the use of the sites with religious references would send a negative message to the Muslim world. Specifically, and here's the quote from the legal counsel, the use of military equipment with hidden Bible references sends false messages to Muslims worldwide that we are at war with Islam. In addition, these sites are a potential recruiting tool for anti-American forces, endangering our troops and alienating our Muslim allies. They should withdraw as soon as logistically possible. So what's happened is this, again, has been the blowback from stories that are emerging that the military has combat rifle sites inscribed with those references. The Marine Corps, which, of course, is another customer, if you will, of the telescoping sites that allow troops to pinpoint targets day or night, say that service acquisition people are going to meet with one of the companies to talk about future purchases of gear. I don't know. It's, to me, here's the thing. It's a personal deal, putting a little scripture citation thing on the equipment. And the company that's done it, because sometimes what happens is somebody will scrawl it. I know what they mean there. But in this case, the company, I think this is more what they're referring to, this company, Trigicon, has put the citations on the equipment, and they haven't gotten any complaints before, but now suddenly the inscriptions are, and they're subtle, they're kind of raised lettering at the end of the sort of stock number. And now that it's out there, so like, let's say, here's what you would see in a reference to John 8:12. You'd see JN 8:12. And then, of course, if people know Bible verses, then you know what it is. The site is stamped with a reference to part of the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians for the reflex site. It's 2 Cor, right, for Corinthians, C-O-R, 4:6. And if you know, I'll just give you that passage. You know that passage. It says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's what the King James Version would read anyway. And then there were photos posted on the Defense Department website that showed Iraqi forces training with rifles equipped with the inscribed sights, too. And how much do they spend, especially with the company, the Department of Defense? In 2009, the Marine Corps signed deals worth, I guess, in the neighborhood of $66 million. The scopes and the optical devices for the guns range in cost from about a couple of hundred bucks to $13,000. So, you know, a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, who manages they, of course, manage the military ops in Iraq and Afghanistan, say the sites don't violate the ban on proselytizing because there's no effort to distribute the equipment beyond the U.S. troops who use them. And see, I think that's fair, and I think that's what I would say. You can barely see it. Like I said, guys scrawl other messages on things. And, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's crazy. I mean, one Air Force major, I saw this on some cable show I was watching maybe, or maybe I read it somewhere. I think I read it somewhere. I don't know that I saw it on the tube. One spokesperson said that it's not unlike the situation with U.S. money. Or do we stop using money because the bills have In God We Trust on them? And the sites meet the needs of the combat troops. They're saying they're going to continue to use them. But, you know, there are a couple of people in the military who say they are worried with how it would be perceived. So care wins out again in this case, that you can barely see it. And they started doing it. They started putting these references about 30 years ago because the founder of Trijicon was killed in a plane crash. And so his son, you know, started putting the markings on it. And, you know, I guess there's a chance that they'll buckle to this because they're trying to, they being the military and their operations, don't want to offend anyone because the idea is to gain the trust, of course, of the people in Afghanistan and in Iraq. It was the same situation, but I didn't see a problem with it in Iraq. So I think it's just another way to stir up controversy. And this is the perfect thing to complain about, that they're calling them Jesus rifles, and it's ridiculous. I mean, let's worry about people getting killed. Let's worry about innocent Muslim folks being killed because they happen to be in the wrong part of the market when some wackadoodle jihadist decides he's going to blow up that portion of the market because it's very close to the embassy or somewhere else where Americans or other Westerners are, and they're innocent victims too. I mean, you know, what about those people? What about the people who are used like pawns in this game? I think there are bigger fish to fry, and I think CARE is out of its mind on dealing with this, that it's, to me, it doesn't send a negative message. I don't think anybody would really notice it until they had pumped it up the way they did. And, you know, CARE is saying they should, I'm not saying they have to, but they're saying they should withdraw doing them as soon as logistically possible. And the answer to that is now with all the money spent and all the equipment in place, even if they wanted to, that can't happen anytime soon. Are you kidding? Could we be stretched anymore? Can you imagine? Let's scrap those. Let's do something with those weapons and see if we can't just replace them or figure out what to do to cover the markings in the middle of what's going on there. Ridiculous. What a waste of time. All right, we're not going to waste your time. We're going to tell you the exciting results of Conan versus Leno. Yes, it's true. Our own little special election right here on America Tonight.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Numbers game here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with all of you listening to the show this very hour. Stretch drive time, as I like to say. In another 10, we sign off for this hour anyway. So a couple of things about numbers. I just kind of threw this out the other day. I was curious how many people even really cared about the Conan versus Lennon. Conan versus Leno deal. And what team you are in, Team Conan or Team Leno, or maybe none of them in between. And actually you responded. This was, I guess I must have done it Sunday, and now I've had these emails come in, so I tallied them up, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second, and what's the latest deal with NBC. But before I get to that, how about this? If you get a census deal in the mail, okay, if you get one sent to you in the mail, would you fill it out? Would you have anything to do with the census? What they're finding, what the government is finding, is that a lot of people are saying they might just skip the U.S. census. So for how much is being spent as a head that counts, a lot of people really don't want to have anything to do with it. And there are 12% of people in the country that say they aren't sure if they would fill out the form. Another 6% say they are unlikely or definitely wouldn't do so. And most of them, according to the census folks, are young adults, 18 to 29, or lower income people. I mean, specifically asked why they wouldn't participate, more than half said it was because they were too busy, not interested, or weren't familiar with the census. One-fourth said they don't trust the government or concerns about privacy. Another one-third said they believe the information could be used to locate illegal immigrants and said they weren't, or said they weren't certain if it could. So the census director is saying the information would be confidential. They keep trying to reinforce that. But I think there is confusion about the census, that they don't get what it is. And there have been a lot of people that are urging boycotts of it. And we're talking about all kinds of groups that are saying, forget it, don't do it. Here's what's interesting. In 2000, about 67% of United States residents mailed back their forms. Then the remainder counted, with the remainder counted by door-to-door canvassing. This year, the Census Bureau is bracing for a mail return rate roughly the same, if not lower, and they're hiring about a million temporary employees to locate the hard-to-find residents. So Pew is the one that released these numbers. And in part of what they found, this Pew Research Center, in part of the numbers that I just told you about, part of what they're releasing is that, again, based on people not wanting people to know where they are, all that other kind of stuff, that nearly half or 46% of the people incorrectly believe that participation in the census is not required by law. Another 23% said they weren't sure. But here's the deal. The federal law imposes a fine, did you know this, of up to $5,000 for failure to respond, although they really don't enforce that. Are you shocked? What do we enforce? Oh, visa? I don't know. Your visa's expired. We'll see. Oh, you might turn up on our radar eventually when you try to blow up a building. Who are they gonna clamp down on with this $5,000? So they officially launched the head count Monday in Alaska. They officially did that. And the rest of the nation, it starts in March. But here's the deal about the census. The stakes can be pretty big in California, New York, people calling in Illinois, Massachusetts, Ohio, because they could lose some of the House seats depending on how fully their residents are counted. That's what the deal is about the census. And the poll that Pew did, by the way, of course, there's always that margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. But you know, I haven't even seen very many ads, I don't know, for the whole census deal. And it doesn't happen to the rest of the country. Alaska, as I just mentioned, happened on Monday, starting on Monday, and everybody else in March. So $300 million they spent on an outreach program. And you wonder if they're really getting into those hard-to-reach areas, right? Because there are people that aren't as educated, and they're flat out saying it. Hispanics who haven't had exposure to the census or the government. Hello, people are here illegally, and people who are afraid that that would be exposure and that would send off alarm bells. Speaking of sending off alarm bells, enough about the census and filling out the census, but moving on to Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno. The listeners of America Tonight have spoken. Do we have a drum roll, please? Yeah. Our scientific poll with a plus minus error margin of error of 3, maybe 4. 25 said Conan, 5 said Leno, 2 said they don't care. How about that? That's pretty good. Don't you think that's pretty good that I got that many emails on just a sort of an offshoot thing I did on the show? Donovan?
Well, it's always nice to get some listener interaction.
Yeah. I mean, but I just think how many people care. There's probably people like you that don't have a TV, so they're not. They're listening to radio. They're listening to us. They're not listening to Conan O'Brien. But a lot of people are, celebrities and others are definitely picking sides. Howard Stern was on Conan O'Brien's show, and here's what he had to say as a guest.
Then I read in the paper that Conan is going to replace Jay Leno, thank God. Do you think that's really going to happen? Do you know, Jay is...
I think it's about a 40% chance that's going to happen.
Jay Leno's a funny guy. I read the book Late Shift, where they talk about all the different late night hosts,
yes.
It said that Jay wanted that job so bad he would hide in closets. And let them listen into the NBC executives talking about his fate, and he wanted the job from Letterman. I don't see this guy leaving and letting you walk in. And I'm concerned about you.
You're concerned? What about me?
This is a big effort.
You know what? I'm very philosophical about it. First of all, it's many years off. I think it's still 11 years away.
Is it?
Jay will be like in his late 80s. I will be like 75 when this thing goes down.
This is a guy who stares at the wall all day, Jay Leno. He waits to go to work. You know, he doesn't like to do anything but work. I don't even know if he has sex with his wife. I don't know what's going on there. So this is going to be very... What do you mean, oh... Comedy fact. Everybody knows it.
All right. So it was easy to get those digs in for Howard Stern, who's on Sirius, of course. NBC isn't revealing Conan O'Brien's end date on The Tonight Show, but there are no guests booked for the week of January 25th next week. They were planning a hiatus that would have been normal, but there aren't any bookings even in the works. That says to me that it's pretty much done. The show will end on Friday. What'll be curious is, if that ends on Friday, and then you have the Olympics coming up, what is NBC doing to fill that spot? Do they just quickly move Leno into that spot? Do they have various hosts? Do they air something else? I mean, they have to be scrambling behind the scenes to figure out what they're going to do. And I guess Conan O'Brien would be free to go to another network, and there's a lot of speculation about possibly Fox being somebody that might be interested. They haven't really said anything. So his last guests would include, like, Adam Sandler and Robin Williams and Joel McHale and a few others. And Will Ferrell, I guess, is going to be on the last show, and Tom Hanks. Ferrell was O'Brien's first guest on The Tonight Show in L.A. That's kind of like a tradition, you do that. And then even Leno did that. So bye-bye to Conan O'Brien. We'll see where he ends up next. Although, don't cry any big crocodile tears. He's going to end up with at least $30 to $40 million. I'm going to leave you with this one. Take the road less traveled, my friends. You know why? Because it's much more interesting. Trust me.
We are a classy bunch.